guys.
It is early this morning.
It is early indeed. You guys, a lot of Biden stuff to get to. In fact, the very first clip that we're going to show is of him. We're going to need help from you guys about what in the world he's saying. But before we get to that, I have an email that I would like to share with you from Jana. I don't know if I'm saying her last name right, so I'm just going to say her first and middle name. Jana Marie, one of our insiders, sent this email. Yes, she sent this email and she said, I have suffered from insomnia for years to the point that I have been taking 10 milligrams of melatonin on top of a prescription sleeping medication, yet I still barely slept and I would wake up looking like I worked harder than Pelosi's liver. So I decided to try Healthy Cell REM Sleep, and OMG, you guys, the last time I slept that good, I was 7 pounds, 4 ounces. She says, so thank you for promoting Healthy Cell because it is a life changer. For those who don't want to take the plunge and buy a whole box, you can buy a sample and you will be hooked. And that's true. In fact, I think I even have a sample, except my dog's in the way and she won't let me up. So I do have one of those sample packs of the REM sleep. And I tried it remember how I was on a little cycle of no sleep days, and that
right,
like totally cured it. Like it just helps you sleep. And so all the stuff from Healthy Cell, whether you're looking for a daily vitamin, whether you're looking for something to help with memory, focus, and recall, they have something for you that is going to make you feel better and that will be really good for you. And most importantly, that your body will actually absorb instead, like capsules and tablets and pills, your body, there's just too much extra filler stuff and your body can't absorb it. But these gel packs where you just like squeeze delicious goo straight into your mouth, they get absorbed 100% and it's amazing. Healthy Cell, you should try it. Dr. Peter McCullough uses it. You can go and get a 20% off your first order if you go to healthycell.com/chicks.
Do it! I don't know if you know this, but we're on the TikTok. You should check us out on the TikTok. It's at Chicks On. Is it at Chicks On Right? How do you find it on TikTok, Mom? It's at Chicks On Right. Pretty much all of our social medias are at Chicks On Right. You should check us out on Instagram too. I run our Instagram. Mock runs our Twitter. Check us out on those too. At Chicks On Right.
You should do those things. Faux show. All right, let's get right to it. The first clip I have to share my screen from Twitter because you guys, I don't, what? So he's going to say things. He was speaking at some convention yesterday. And this is one of those things where he starts out like at least sort of somewhat making sense or at least being coherent. And then the latter part of this 30-second clip, just you try to listen and tell me if you understand what he's saying. Here we go.
You meant a lot. Yourself. Understand. That's what I've got to do. Most people work for half. You need.
Okay, yeah, that sounds terrible. I don't know why. I hope the rest of my videos don't sound terrible.
It sounded pretty bad, but he sounds pretty bad. So all things considered, I mean, yeah, what are you going to do?
All right, well, that's okay, because that was the only one that I was going to share directly from Twitter. The rest of them I've got uploaded here, so hopefully they'll work out better.
Okay.
But anyway, at that same convention, he said so many crazy things, and he did that thing where he gets really angry about his own policies. It's like he's forgotten what he's done, and he's just mad at the outcome. So the first clip that you're going to see is actually of Tucker talking about it, introducing the angry clip, and then making fun of him. And it ends with Tucker doing his hyena laugh, which is why this is my favorite. Here we go.
To check in on our, quote, president, that would be Joe Biden. He was talking about food shortages. He got very angry. He's angry because his faculties are failing him, but he blamed food. Watch.
God, this is the United States of America. The idea that people would have to wait in line an hour, hour and a half to get a box of food in their trunk. It's just unbelievable.
Oh, but somehow he doesn't see the connection. It was Joe Biden who warned us that because he was required to punish Russia for stealing the election from Hillary Clinton, we were going to get food shortages. And now that we have food shortages, he's really angry. He has no idea how he got them. It must be nice to be Joe Biden. You can do something and then you forget that you're responsible for it. Oh, yes. We'll be back tomorrow covering the...
I swear. I was listening to that in the car last night because we are in the car constantly at night because of my daughter swimming. And she, at one point, she looked at me and she's like, why is he screaming?
He's very angry.
Right. And I'm like, honey, he's constantly screaming because he's an old man. Old men that have dementia scream a lot. This is the truth. I mean, it's, you tell the truth, right, to your kids, because he has no idea what's going on. And he's just constantly screaming. And Tucker's right. You could just like totally F things up all over the place and just be like, I forgot what I did. And then just forget where you crap, right? I mean, it's just like, who cares? Somebody else will clean it up.
But then he's mad about it. He's like, all this stuff I did, I'm super mad about it. I just don't know why it's happening. Like, can you believe that in the United States of America, you got to wait in line for food? Yes, you idiot. This is your fault.
Like, can you believe that there's crap here on the floor? Who did this? You did it, Joe. You crapped on the floor. That's you.
It's like Amber Heard going, why is there shit in the bed? That's what that's like.
It's you, Amber. It's you. God, cannot.
Oh, my God. Okay. There's a couple more clips that I have to play of him specifically because he was like out of control at this particular thing. Now, in this, he actually is trying to suggest that he inherited this terrible economy, that before he was in office, we were on the brink of a Great Depression and everything was so bad. Now, granted, we were still in the midst of all the COVID and all the crazy shutdowns and all that stuff. So in some ways, yes, the economy was not as good as it was when Trump was actually doing his thing and it was pre-COVID. But the fact that Joe Biden is trying to convince an audience that he somehow was handed the current state of affairs, oh no.
We inherited the economy on the brink of a Great Depression. Many people losing their jobs, losing their homes, but even more importantly, losing hope.
People were losing their jobs and homes and hope. Does he know what's happening right now? What in the world?
And there was another woman that was interviewed. I can't remember what show it was on, but I was listening to her talk. It was like truckers. It was middle-class people were actually starting to get a leg up under Trump. They were actually doing better. And then all of a sudden now under Biden, they've had the rug pulled out from underneath them. I mean, it's like this economy is just destroying the middle class and people who are under the middle class. It's just destroying them. There was a thing I heard last night about how women, you know, just parents in general are starting to not eat just to make sure that their kids eat. When that's happening in America to middle class families, that's wow. You know, I mean, when parents are looking at their kids going, well, I mean, grocery prices are so high that I'm just going to stop eating to make sure that my kids do.
Yeah.
Okay, Biden, you're doing something wrong, you know? And then I don't like to spar in our comment section, but yesterday there was some jackass in our comment section who had the audacity to be like, you just don't understand the global economy, Daisy. You just don't understand it. This is about this has nothing to do with Biden. Like these people genuinely think that Biden has nothing to do with this. This is what they are actually believing this. They actually buy what this guy with dementia is selling them. He's saying, oh, I have nothing to do with this. I was given this. I inherited this. Are you kidding me? Things were good under Trump. Look at what prices were. Look at mortgages. Look at gas prices. Look at food prices. Look at the economy under Trump. People were doing great. Things were steadily increasing. Everything was going well. And now, I mean, you cannot. These people actually buy this garbage. It blows me away.
What's more amazing too is that obviously his comms team, like the people that are responsible for his speeches and for his talking points, they are so freaking dumb and bad at their jobs because
right.
The fact that they are telling him, you know what will resonate is if you seem like you're feeling people's pain. No, when I watch that, even if I liked Biden, even if I were a Democrat, if I saw him blowing his top like that, my reaction would be like, then effing do something. Stop doing the crap that you've done and do something instead of just being an angry old man about it. Mm-hmm. Change course. Everything you've done has been wrong. I mean, it's just, wow, they are so bad.
Because they have no plan. There's absolutely, they don't have a plan. It drives me insane. This country, like that, our leaders are more concerned about other countries than they are about the people in this country. That drives me so insane, you guys. We're sending tens of billions of dollars to the Ukraine. And then we've got people here who are like starving themselves so they can feed their kids. I'm sorry, but what the F? What is even happening? Not okay. Just not okay.
Okay, one more clip of Biden, and then we will move on to things that are more interesting. This is just, I don't know if this was at the beginning or it doesn't even matter. It's just a tiny little clip of something. He decided to do one of those things where because the light is on him, you know, when you're on a stage and the light is on you, it's hard to see out. He's on the stage, he's trying to see out, and he does one of these deals and he's looking for people from Delaware, and there's like nobody from Delaware. And so here's him doing that.
Is Delaware in the house? Anybody from Delaware? Holler loudly, man, because I want to see you after this is over.
Oh my God.
Then I'm going to just cough into my hand. Let me just cough into my hand after I yell at everybody.
Why is he so weird? Why?
I don't know.
So awkward, you guys. God.
So awkward, right? Oh my God. So awkward.
Listen, it's not just Democrats, though, you guys. It's Republicans, too, because you ask a lot of these senators and Congress people, like the Congress critters, you'll be like, what's the most important thing right now? Ukraine. You know, I stand with Ukraine. I'm like, well, America it's a dumpster fire right now. Can you maybe wear an America pin, you asshat? Like, could you maybe care about your constituents in America and American people and like the babies here who need formula? And I just get so irritated about that because I mean, all of us should, because we are the ones dumping money into this giant bucket that they are literally stealing and giving to other countries. We should all be concerned. We're broke, you guys, and they're giving all of our money to other countries. We need the money. Our people need the money. It drives me insane.
Did you see Chip Roy on the House floor yesterday bitching about that? It was so good.
I
would share it, but I don't think my Twitter sound would work. But he because they, you know, they're trying to get what, 30 or 40 billion more dollars. So he was so mad because he got on the floor and he was like, we're supposed to vote on this in like an hour and it's a million pages long. I don't know what's in it. It's not paid for. And we're supposed to just send all of this taxpayer money to Ukraine when we have so many needs here. It was an awesome speech. If you guys Google it, look it up. It's Chip Roy on the House floor yesterday. It was phenomenal because he basically said all the things that you are feeling right now, for real.
Right, right. In a nice way.
Well, he was mad.
He didn't use the word asshat, I'm sure.
No, he may not have used that word.
Right. Probably not. He probably had a way more class than me. But God, it makes me so angry. It's just not right what we're doing. And so many people are just struggling and hurting in this country. And America first, man. America first.
Yes. That was something Trump did exceptionally well, is not only care about America and put America first, but constantly like shout that from the rooftops. You always knew that was where he stood. Always. You guys, we need, before we get to the whole Manchin thing and before we talk about 2024, I want to make sure that you know that there is once again a sale on this little contraption. You see that? This is the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. And this tiny, itsy bitsy little thing, you just plug. There's a plug on the back. You plug it into your wall, or it even has a USB connection. So you can use it in your car if you have a USB connection in your car. This purifies the air, freshens the air, and it's adjustable. It's got this little dial where you can do a minimum airflow or a maximum airflow. It will take the stink, whatever the stink is caused by, out of a room in like just a few minutes. It's freaking amazing, these things. This is called the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Everyone I know, like all of our insiders, supporters, the people who have bought these love them because we get the emails. And this week only, you guys, this week. So right now, it's buy one, get one. So if you buy one and you're going to get two for the price of one, you have to go to EdenPureDeals.com and make sure to use promo code CHICKSBOGO. Okay, CHICKSBOGO is the promo code and it's buy one, get one. EdenPureDeals.com. I cannot tell you how much I love this thing. Like anytime my kid gets home from lacrosse and all of his gear is just, oh my God, it smells so bad. And he unloads it in the mudroom. And then it just kind of like, it just goes to the rest of the house. So I always turn it on in there before the smell can get out. And it just goes away. They're freaking amazing. You will love them.
And you guys, make sure that you're checking out our Facebook Insiders and our Locals page at chicksontheright.locals.com.
Okay, speaking of Biden and how old and ridiculous he is, there was a senior political analyst. I think his name is Gergen or Gerben or something, Gerber. I forget. It doesn't matter. He's a CNN senior political analyst, and he was on a panel with Brianna Kalar or Kylar and some other dude, that other CNN dude, and they were talking about 2024. And I thought he made a very interesting point. I know everybody gets mad at me when I say that I don't want Trump to run again. And I get, that's fine. You can be mad at me. But I thought this is the reason that I don't want Trump to run again has never had anything to do with his age until I listened to this guy. And I was like, wow, that's actually a good point. Here we go.
An election coming up in 2024, in which it's very possible that we will have Donald Trump facing off against Joe Biden. If one of those people wins the presidency, he will be governing while he's 80 in his 80 year of age. That is, we've never seen anything like that before. And frankly, I think it's a real risk. You know, I just turned 80, and I can just tell you, John, you lose a step. Your judgment is not quite as clear as it was. There are a variety of other things you can't do much about. And to put somebody in that office with those kind of vulnerabilities and giving them 4 years, we don't know where things will go. And I just think it's a mistake for either party to put forward people who are going to be essentially trying to run the country in their 80s.
I cannot agree with him any harder. I just can't.
Yeah. And he's talking about both. He's talking about both the Democrats and the Republicans. It's like nobody. And, you know, I hope that Nancy Pelosi's hearing that and Dianne Feinstein's hearing that and all these other old freaking people are hearing that. Just stop it. Stop it. Retire. Go be with your grandkids. Stop.
Why? I mean, right?
God, these people. I mean, they stay in office until they're 90, 95. I mean, they literally die in office. Why? Mm-hmm. Stop it.
It's just amazing.
People in the private sector don't do that. They don't. It's like people in the private sector are like, when can I retire? I want to retire as soon as humanly possible. I mean, seriously, this is what people in the private sector do. People in the public sector, they're like, or the people that are serving, they're not, give me a break. They want to have as much power as they possibly can and amass the power and take as much money as they can. And they get in that hot tub and they're like, I'm going to stay in here until I die. It's weird. I don't know. It's so freaking weird, Nancy Pelosi. Stop.
Look at this. I saw this on Twitter yesterday and I thought, oh my gosh, I didn't even know some of these people's ages. So Feinstein, 89 years old. She has been in office for 30 years, you guys. And we could just go through the list. 82, Nancy Pelosi.
Wait a second. Real quick. Dianne Feinstein's hair is not that color. Let's all get real.
Well, this is an old photo, actually. This is probably 20 years old.
She still dyes it. She still dyes it, Ma.
Well, she doesn't even dye it this color. She dyes it jet freaking black.
Right.
Which looks ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
She needs to stop. She needs to stop. But look at this. Age 82, Pelosi. She's been there 35 years.
Oh,
Susan Collins is 70. She's been there 25 years. Patrick Leahy, 82. He's been there 47 years.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, Mitch McConnell is 80. He's been there for 37 years. Chuck Grassley, 88. What are we doing? It doesn't matter what side of the aisle. These are Republicans and Democrats alike. They need
all of them.
GTFO.
All of them. All of them. Get out.
Richard Shelby, 87. Jim Inhofe, 87. Bernie Sanders, 80. Why? And Durbin is 78. I mean, this is ridiculous.
It's insane. It is insanity. All of them need to go. There needs to be some sort of a cutoff. Like there has to be something. I mean, I don't know what the cutoff is. I don't know. But I mean, it's not normal it's just not normal. I mean, it's not normal in the private sector for people to be like, I'm 89 and I'm still working. I mean, if you're at your company and there was an 89-year-old walking down the hall, you'd be like, "What? Why are you here? Are you okay?" It's like, "What? Do you need some? Do we need some to call somebody? Because that's not normal for an 89-year-old to be working at your company. It's just not. So why right. do these? Why do we allow this to happen? Why do we do this?"
It's just like, we can't sit here and like criticize Joe Biden's age and say that he's unfit and all that kind of stuff, and then also be okay with other people just because they have an R next to their name doing it. Like, we either believe that there should be a cutoff and that it's time for people to be done already or not. So I don't know. And you're right. I don't know what the cutoff should be, because obviously Trump is a much younger 78 than Biden is, like, by far. But right. still, your body, I mean, people age, they can't help it. And so there just needs to be a point where you relax and do something else.
Yeah, it's really weird, you guys. Really weird.
We need to mention quickly that Joe Manchin, who is the only Democrat who has even the slightest bit of integrity, is the reason, once again, that we have averted disaster in Congress. They tried to ram through an abortion expansion yesterday, and he put a stop to it. And here he is, in his own words, explaining why.
The bill we have today to vote on, the Women's Health Protection Act, and I respect people who support, but don't make no mistake, it is not Roe v. Wade codification. It's an expansion. It wipes 500 state laws off the books. It expands abortion. And with that, that's not where we are today. We should not be dividing this country further than we're already divided. And it's really the politics of Congress that's dividing the country. It's not the people. They're telling us what they want. And it's just disappointing that we're going to be voting on a piece of legislation, which I will not vote for today.
Thank God. Thank God he didn't.
Yeah, thank God. Man, they get this leaked opinion, and then they're like, "We're going to just expand everything." I mean, they just, like, it's, these people are insane. They're just insane. So thank God for his saneness, you know, because wow, man, just wow. People have lost their minds. They just,
I know.
It's craziness.
You know, it's amazing how reasonable he is. I don't even, you know, and in some ways he's more reasonable than some Republicans who, like, on issue, I think he, out of everybody, has shown that he has integrity. And I, you know, it's been remarkable on a couple of different issues, and this one was important, and he put a stop to it. How dare they? I mean, it's one thing for them to try to codify Roe v. Wade in such a way that it literally just does just that, right? That it codifies it. But of course, Democrats always have to jump all the sharks and go to the right. extremes. And he said, I mean, he caught them and was like, "This isn't just codifying, you're freaking expanding abortion. You're making it 10 times worse." And why? Why would they?
Anyway. Well, I mean, you say he's more sensible than a lot of Republicans. I'd rather hang out with that guy than I would a Liz Cheney or a Mitt Romney or, you know, some of those people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's definitely more sensible than a lot of Republicans.
Yeah. And then it's like some of these Democrats. In fact, I have a clip of Katie Porter, who is on with Lawrence O'Donnell, who I forgot even existed. She is trying to say, I'll just let you hear it. But to me, it's like, have Democrats literally forgotten that contraception is a thing? Because they're mm-hmm. talking like it doesn't exist.
Like abortion is contraception.
Right.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Listen to her.
So the fact that things like inflation can happen and it can become more expensive to feed your kids and to fuel your car is exactly why people need to be able to be in charge of how many mouths they're going to have to feed. So I think the fact that we're seeing this jump in expenses, that we're seeing people having to pay more in the grocery store, pay more at the pump, pay more for housing, is a reason that people are saying, I need to be able to make my own decisions about when and if to start a family. So I don't think we're going to see them. I don't think it's like about comparing them or contrasting them. I think they reinforce for people just how big of a responsibility it is to take care of a family.
There's literally a gajillion different kinds of contraception.
Right.
Like a gajillion. Pick one, lady. This is the thing. My daughter is getting ready to have sex ed class today. As a 12-year-old, I had to sign the paper to say it's okay for you to do that. Now, I don't know if they're going to teach her about birth control, but they're teaching her sex ed as a 12-year-old. I would imagine in high school, that's when they start teaching about contraception in the classroom. Believe me, I'm going to find out what they're teaching her. I'm going to find out. But, I mean, it's not like they don't teach kids about contraception. It's not like they don't teach young adults about this. Did she miss that day? Did her parents, did she just admit? I mean, does she, what the hell? Does she just think that abortion is the only way to, like, you know, use that to her as contraception? She's an idiot. These people are idiots. Like, there are so many different ways to prevent pregnancy now. Like, that to think that abortion is the way to do it, like, something is wrong with you. Because that's not the way to prevent pregnancy. That's not it. You're doing it wrong.
It's just, they're freaking whack. They are freaking whack. If you are thinking maybe now is the time more than ever to dabble in gold, please visit our friends at getacregold.com/chicks, because they offer you a subscription service to get your hands, your grubby little paws, on bars of gold that are sent straight to your home. You can lock them away for safekeeping. So handy that you can pay monthly. And then as you earn the bars of gold, they just ship them off to you and you stack them up and you know that it is in your possession. It's a nice hedge against all the inflation, against all of the stock market volatility. It's just nice to know that you've got something else, something more diversified as part of your whole financial portfolio. Getacregold.com/chicks. Check them out. Now is the time more than ever before. And speaking of whack, we have a new segment, I guess, for lack of a better word. We're going to have a new feature every day. A feature specifically from Daisy. And what are we calling it?
We're calling it Daisy's Whack Stack, the stack of whack. Okay. So every day, because you guys, every day I find a story that is like just completely whack. We need to put whack on it. We need to write whack.
I will. I have a Sharpie. Right. I'm going to do it. I'm totally going to do it.
You're going to write whack on it. So every day I go through the news and I see crazy things. And I'm like, Mary, Mock, we need to, you know, give our people like one story every day that's just completely insane. Okay. Like some of these stories are just crazy. I find these things. And I'm like, so I'm going to share one story that you guys can take away every day that's just, it's just ridiculous, you know? So it could be political, it could be cultural, whatever. But I'm going to share.
And I won't know it in advance. Like, I'm not going to have any idea.
So, Ma, because, you know, we'll prep for the show, but I'm going to surprise her and I'm going to surprise you guys every day with just a whack story. So it's going to be my my sack of whack that I'm going to give you. So do you want me to share that now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the story. This is like, I love this so much. Of course, it comes from TikTok, okay? Because I think most things nowadays that are whack come from TikTok. But I didn't know this because I'm not on the TikTok. But apparently there is like this huge group of people on the social media platform TikTok, okay? They're coming out of the woodwork lately that are claiming to be from the future. So there's this big time traveler sect of people on TikTok.
I didn't know. I have to find them.
That this was a thing, right? So there's this one particular person that claims to be a time traveler that's made these predictions for the coming months that a new species is going to emerge on Earth after the ground opens up in America, okay? So I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm looking at this. And of course, I can't show you the pictures, but they just show like pictures of the ground opening up, and this species is like really terrifying looking. But the TikToker's name is Kawhi Leonard. So it's Kawhi. He goes by the handle at the hidden God one, all lowercase, if you want to look this person up. Okay. This person has like 175,000 followers and they have time traveler themed content. And it's like, they truly believe that they are, this individual thinks that.
Is he saying that he is like from the future?
He's from the future. He's from the future, right. So he's saying that he's giving us dates. So on July 14th, there's going to be an earthquake. It's going to be the Great Split. This is what he's saying. And that it's going to hit. It's going to rupture. This July 14th, it's going to split. There's going to be a big split in America. And then on August the 9th, 2 million people around the world are going to mysteriously disappear. This is what he's saying. And then on October the 3rd, all these creatures that are known as stalkers are going to start roaming the earth. This is what he's telling everybody on TikTok. So I just wanted to let you guys know. I feel like people are saying that it actually, like the second prediction, that second prediction I told you is very similar to like what happened in Avengers, which is a Marvel like movie. But so some people are like, this guy is whack. But anyways, I just thought this was all very interesting. Like, this is happening on TikTok.
Is he saying, like, has anything that he has predicted before, like, come true? Or are people just banking on this stuff starting in July?
It's interesting that you asked that. Let's see. So with him, I don't think that I don't know if his stuff has come true, but they're saying that some of these other people that are, like, the time travelers, some of their stuff has come true. Like, there's one in particular dude that I was reading about that he predicted some of the sports stuff that's happened in the last couple months. So it's a little creepy. Like, some of the stuff that he's actually predicted has come true. So people are like, oh my God, some of these time travelers are legit. These time travelers. And I'm like, oh my God. So this is a thing. It's like an underworld. It's like an underworld on TikTok of these people who claim to be time travelers and they're predicting things. And I just find it very interesting that this is happening.
Well, now that you've said it out loud and like all of us have heard it and we're all watching this video, that means it's going to show up for us. Like, now I'll probably see it in my timeline.
Really?
Well, because that's how how China's always listening, you know?
Right. Is that how it works? Anyway, so that is your little morsel from the sack of whack today. There you go.
I love it.
You guys. Okay. So I am off. I have to run and do a thing. And so... Go do a thing. So you guys, bring it in. Anyways, thank you guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. We will talk to you tomorrow. Oh,
at the regular time. We will be back regular time tomorrow, 7:15 start time.
Totally. Yeah, because I don't want to get up this early again tomorrow. That 15 minutes is killing me. Killing me, you guys. So we'll see you at the normal time tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. Yeah. Bye.
Bye. We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Trump Media and Technology Group CEO Devin Nunes joins us to discuss the fierce battle over free speech. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, Nunes discusses the recent surge on his Truth Social site, Elon Musk buying Twitter, and the Biden administration's new disinformation governance board. I'll also explain how even our own military is now dependent upon China for critical products and how the problem is getting worse. Follow The Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.